This is John Haley, and we were in our little studio. We've got you discussing something. I was over there at my desk yesterday, and I heard Art asking me a question about Yes. And, well, one thing led to another, and Jackie chimed in with something to say. And so I'm going to just turn it over to them. So Art and Jackie, have at it about Yes.
Well, this is how a lot of conversations at KUTX go down. It's usually us shouting over our cubicles about something.
Basically.
Yeah. And so, you know, the bassist for Yes, Chris Squire, passed away on
Sunday.
At the age of 67, he'd been battling leukemia. Sad story, but, you know, we're going to push that aside for now and just talk about the music of Yes. And I got to say, never could get into it. It always felt a little bit too cerebral, self-indulgent. And it also seemed like, you know, if you are a woman who loves Yes, maybe you might want to give us some feedback, because it always seemed to me like such a dude thing. Like, where are the girls that like Yes? Is it like 2% of the Yes listening population?
It's gotta be. And that's the thing about Yes that I will always concede. Like, I don't pretend to believe they are for everybody. But at the same time, I think they're awesome if you love classic rock, if you love just that 70s sound. It is just so ridiculously 70s. I don't, you know, there's definitely something in the water, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah, it definitely sounds very, has always sounded very dated to me when I listen to it.
Mm-hmm. It is. And you said they're self-indulgent. Of course they are. But my opinion about music, I think there's a place for that. And it's kind of like the argument with modernist art, right?
Mm-hmm.
People will call like an abstract painting, oh, that's just so self-indulgent. Anybody could do that. I guess this is a little different with Yes, because they're obviously really good musicians.
Yeah.
And to the point where it's just ridiculous. They're so good. But why can't rock and roll just go ridiculous? There has to be a place for that. Like, why do there have to be rules in rock and roll?
That's what antithetical Yes is so, to rock and roll.
What's that?
Rules are antithetical
exactly.
to rock and roll.
And so with Yes, they're bringing in classical music. There's a little bit of funk in Yes. Mm-hmm. There's jazz. There's atonal. There's some parts that are just so atonal and so hard on the ears, but it's kind of exciting because nobody else was doing that at the time. They're kind of blazing this new frontier.
I think maybe Jackie has a comment to make.
Well, I think that I'm open. I'm open to discovering what it is so amazing about Yes. I want to hear it, and then I want to just see if I can try to think about some bands today that are influenced by that sound, or see if I can hear what they're up to in modern music, you know?
Part of the fun with listening to Yes for me, I know it sounds so cheesy, but there's such a time travel element
sure.
to it, because when I listen to Yes, I imagine wood-paneled basements and Dungeons and Dragons and mustaches, and it is like, I'm a young guy. I wasn't born in that time. And so,
that's
of course,
that's what I would like to ask before we finish this. Art, when were you born?
Oh, 1987.
So you don't even have a clue
no.
as to what the 70s were like, except from pictures that your parents had.
Exactly.
And Jackie, you're...
I was born in 74. So,
okay, so, you know, just barely.
Just barely. And, right. and yeah, I guess for whatever reason, that sound just didn't appeal to me. But yeah, I could maybe give it a fresh listen, knowing what I know about Yes. And
I have this utter fear that my kids are going to do the same thing with like Nickelback with me or something. It's like all these people hate Yes like now, and then the next generation picks it up. It's always going to be the same. The next generation is going to pick up that sound that everybody hated.
And
at
then
the time.
We can get into a great big discussion philosophically or whatever about how music sounds different to people who were born in a different generation, either before, during, or after the time the music was created, and it's just endless, and I'll never know. So now, without further ado, we shall hear the band. Yes.